15. Okay. So the question is, who exactly does what in when they bring a korban? When Basin makes a mistake, they bring a korban. Who's chayv? Is it Basin brings a korban, or is it the community brings a korban? Does it come to the community chest from the funds of Basin? Now, we had a machlokas for Meir and Rabbi Huda, and the mandam are when the fourth line down. Mandam are chovas Basin who he who said it's the responsibility of Basin. Basin slumchem. Basin does the smicha on the korban. Man Marchova Sibor, he coined the opinion which holds a chiv on the Tzibor, Misoyme, who does the smicha? Utani. So says more, we learned in the Brisa, Shlosha Mikol Shevet, the Shevet, three people from each Shevet come up, Rosh Basin Agabem, and the head of the Basin on top of them, meaning the head of the Basin of the Sanhedrin who did it, who preached the wrong psak, some of them, Rosh Hapor, they do the smicha on the head of the bull. Yideihem, it says Yideihem, right, their hands. Yidei kol yachid v'yachid. Each person gets a chance. Obviously, they don't all, you know, they have 36 people there. They don't all do it at once. It's interesting, you know, the 36 people, the three members each from each Shevet, they also can combine together to reconstitute the majority of the Sanhedrin. Even though they're not necessarily members of the Sanhedrin, but 36 is the majority of Sanhedrin. So, amen. They take turns putting their heads on top of the bull. Okay? Yudama Rosh Apar, their heads on the top of the par. Par ton smicha, the head of the bull requires smicha. Ain't Syria but a zortum smicha when the psak was rendered incorrectly, mazav but a zora, then they have to bring both a bull and a goat. The goat does not require smicha. Tiv Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shimon says, Parton, smicha b'skeinim, the bull has to have smicha done by the elders. Ain't sir avarazor, tunin smicha b'skeinim. However, the goats of avarazor do not require smicha by the elders. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, kochatas tzibor, why is it required, but it does require smicha by somebody. It's not clear by whom, but it requires smicha by somebody. Why is that? Because Rabbi Shimon says, Kochatas Tzibor Shedoma Nichnas Lifnim, anytime there's a chatas done by the community, and the blood enters the Kodesh, which is the true about the Soyer Avodah Zarah, the blood enters the Kodesh and sprinkled towards the Paroches, Tuna Smicha, then Smicha is required. Mesina Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda said, Smicha is not required. Baksi doesn't say, in Divrei Yomini, when they made a korban to atone for Avodah Zarah, the time of Chizkia, Vayikshu Asirei Chatos, they brought the Asirei Chatos, and it says there, the Pnei Moshe brings the rest of the passage, that the king and the king and the congregation, they brought in front of the king and the congregation, and they did smicha on this bull. So we see here that smicha was done on the bull, right? So we see since smicha is done on the bull, that we must have smicha done. Oh, no, not on the bull, that's true. On the goat, sorry. So we see that even the goat gets smicha. So Bichir B'Shem Rabbi Yohan said, Harasha, I saw, this is an extraordinary event, not to be repeated. That's interesting, let me leave it for a second. Evshar Chatas, hey, Sivuni asked a question like this. Baksiv doesn't say, Va boy miashvi, also same idea. It says when they returned from the exile, the time, the beginning, by Shani, they also did this, the Asoyer for Avodah Zarah, and they did smicha on it. And so it says, Gemara, Evshar, and it's, so the question there additionally, it says at the end of Pasuk, the end of Pasuk says that Hakol Ola LaHashem, all of it was an Ola to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's difficult. Efshar Chatas Ola was a Chatas, wasn't Ola. Elama Ola. So just you know what? I'm sorry. There, I don't think the question is Smicha. There, the question is an independent question. The question there is rather a question of why the Chatas is called an Ola. So it says more Ma Ola no Nechola Av Chatas lo Nechola. Just like an ola is not eaten, so this chatas is not eaten. Rabbi Yehuda Avodah Zarah, why not? Rabbi Yehuda Avodah Zarah says Avodah Zarah v'yum because it's brought on Avodah Zarah, and the chatas which is brought for Avodah Zarah, unlike the chatas brought up for other averus, is not eaten. because anytime the blood enters the Kodesh, you don't eat the Chatos. And this is, the Chatos of the Zorah is not eaten, so there is the Chatos of the Zorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rosh Shoyah Hoysa. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, really, there was a regular Chatos. Why did they eat the Chatos? Because it was a unique singularity. The Meshech Chochma says, interesting thing about the singularity issue. The Meshech Chochma says that, it was like the Miluim, because they're reconsecrating both in the times of Chizkiah after Ochaz, and the times of the second Beis Hamikdash after the exile, they're reconsecrating the Beis Hamikdash. And during the time of the Miluim, Aaron and his kids did smicha on the Chatos, and the Chatos was brought as soon as it wasn't eaten. It was the only time it was like a raw shore that Chatos was completely consumed by the fire. Excuse me. So to hear that the Rosh Hashanah was that even though Chatos is normally consumed by the Kohanim, this was consumed completely by the fire because it was a parameter of Miluim, of the consecration of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, it should be Rabbi Yirmiyah lo mar kein. We did not say this. Rather, he said, El parton smicha b'skenim, the fire requires smicha by the skenim. This is just a quote from above. The power requires smicha by skenim, and sira v'dezora to smicha by skenim. So sira v'dezora, the sira requires smicha by the elders. So it says more. I take it back. The Mepharshim would like to learn that it's a quote from above. It's a quote from above. A quote from above. And now we're going back on that. But I want to say that. I skipped the line before, and that's why I made a mistake. I made a bad mistake because I skipped the line. Rabbi Yochanan boy, it's going back to above where it says Ezra Ches. You see above that Ezra Ches in the Torah Or, the margin, the citation of Aboy Miashvi. So I skipped the whole line above that, which threw me off. If somebody died from the tzibur, can they still bring the korban? A korban is supposed to be brought on behalf of the entire tzibur. Can they still bring it, even though somebody's died? Now, the truth is, the kind of question is very difficult. Of course they can, because somebody's dying in the tzibur all the time, aren't they? All right, so he wants to know how we know that, or where we know that from. So in any event, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan by Tzibur Shem Eitz Echad Mehem, Ma'u Shev Yer Tachtav. So even the last question book says, Boy Ma'ashvi V'goymer. Says when they came back from the exile, they brought a korban for all the years of exile. How could they do that? The Tzibur died. This korban Tzibur, was done for many people over many years of exile, most of whom are now dead. So says the Gemara, Emshur Chatos Ola. There's another question there, right? Because it says the Chatos is Ola. Ma Ola Nechola Av Chatos Lo Nechola. So the truth is that this Chatos is unique anyway. It wasn't eaten, perhaps because it was a carbon tzibur shemesh baleil. Wasn't eaten. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the Bar Avodah Zarah. Chizkiyah said that's why it wasn't eaten. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yonah said the Rosh Hashanah. So it was unique singularity. Anyway. Then be that as it may, now Rabbi Yirmiyah lo amar kein el parton smicha b'skenim ve'ein siri avodazora tuna smicha b'skenim. The way I wanted to learn that is that the reason why you can bring a carbon tzibur even though the members of the tzibur have died is because it doesn't require, not because, but it's similar to why it doesn't require smicha. In other words, it only has an ambiguous relationship to the tzibur. I don't know if ambiguous is the right word, right for it. Right? A tenuous relationship. Even that's not the right word. The power brought by the Sanhedrin has a direct relationship to the members of the Sanhedrin, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. And that's why they do smicha on it. And Taka the one is going to ask, in a moment, what happens if one of the members of the Sanhedrin dies? Do you still continue to bring the power brought by the Sanhedrin for their improper psak? But the korban brought by tzibur is not directly really related to the tzibur. It's brought by the congregation as a whole, but it's not related to any specific member of the congregation. That's why there is no smicha. Since there is no smicha, so that's why even if a member of the congregation died, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, the korban is still valid afterwards. Okay, that's his answer. That's how he explains, in response to Rabbi Yochanan's query, and he says, if from the fact that smicha is not required, that indicates that there's no direct relationship, and therefore it doesn't matter if one of them dies.
You look like you're in pain.
No, you seem to say is whether a particular korban needs smicha or doesn't need smicha, but I see the next question is that it may not need smicha, but there is smicha required, just not by this Canaan.
Right, but look who does it.
Aaron.
Right. So that has nothing to do with the Tibur.
Pew doesn't represent the Tibur.
No. Doesn't represent the Tzibur. It's just the time the Kohanim are doing service in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not as representative of the Tzibur that Aaron would do it. It's just, it would be like a din that since somebody has to do smicha, so they'll let the Kohanim do smicha. But the Kohanim certainly don't, in this respect, represent the continuity of the Tzibur. The Kohanim are, does Ol Shaila Kohanim Shluchim D'Rachman or Shluchim D'Dar? They're an independent entity. That's how I would learn it. Okay, I understand you see that as being somewhat suspicious, but no, that's how I would respond. So Elbemi, so says the Gemara assumes that you do have to do some smicha. True. So Elbemi, who does it? Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Meimar, Baran Ubanav. Armele Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi said about Tai, Rabbi Chia, I can say this, didn't Rabbi Chia say v'samach v'samchu? Now it doesn't say by Siri Avodah Zarah v'samchu. It says it by the par. But since it, I guess it could, since it says it twice. So therefore, the rabbi sira b'dezar b'smicha. The chacham teaches sira b'dezar against smicha. The lo b'skenim. So it's not rikur. It's not by skenim. So says my Rabbi Yosi. Again, lo amar kain. Right. Obviously, Rabbi Yosi does not learn that Aaron and his kids do smicha, and therefore the question becomes that. Which is the one on which you require smichas Aaron? Where is there smichas Aaron? Ela chai ton smicha by Aaron. I'll tell you, with smicha by Aaron is required by the soyer hachai. You know, the soyer hachai, the soyer which goes la azazel. Remember that? So that's where Aaron does smicha. That's one case Aaron does smicha. No other case. Siri but the Canaan do it. The soyer la azazel, that Aaron does. Okay? So says the more. They don't require smicha baron. Rather, their smicha is done by the zakenim, and should be v'tani came. We learned this in Brisa. V'samacharon shtei adav alosha soyer achai. Aaron puts his two hands on the heads of the live goat. Achai don't smicha baron. The live goat which goes off last laws and requires smicha baron. Ain't see avodazor to him see aron. The goats which are done for avodazor, they don't require smicha by Aaron. So says the more mavele Rabbi Yirmiya. What does Rabbi Yirmiya do with the sabach which it says by avodas yom kippurim, which says that it sounds like dafka by avodas yom kippurim and the smicha not elsewhere? Pasalah b'koyin head yod. What it means is that dafka aron the smicha by the soirachai, and the yom kippur, the entire avod is only kosher in the with the. Who's going to do that avodah in Yom Kippur? Ain Kodo. But here, by Sora Avodah Zorah, Rabbi Yirmi would say, any Kohen could do it, even a Kohen had yields. Okay? So it says that the Samach Aaron by Sora Avodah Zorah, Sora of Yom Kippur, is a preclusion indeed. But it comes to preclude not that the Sora Avodah Zorah is done by this Kainim, but the Sora Avodah Zorah can be done even by Yotis. Only by the Soyer of Yom Kippur, the Zaron specifically have to be the one to do it. Okay? Says the Rabbi Zir B'Sher Rabbi Nuna said, Rabbi Meir, the following Brisa goes to Rabbi Meir. What's the following Brisa? Tain time and looked over their whole basin to Paskin, Vosu call, and the call did the wrong thing. Umeis Echon mi Basin. If a member of Basin dies between him, then the rest of Basin is off the hook for the carbon. He is to say one of them will go and poison the other members. So there's them right here, carbon. So, right, Echamin at Tzibur, if one of the Tzibur dies, they're still Chayavin, they're still required to bring carbon. Now, the Shayat Yisrael throws in here, the Ephraim changes slightly differently, but the idea is some change is required. Here it should say, you don't have this. Horu based in Paskin, v'asu batzmon. What a based in Paskin, but the Tzibur didn't do the Gula Avera. Tzibur couldn't care less what Basin said. Basin did the Avera. So Ramir says they're exempt from any korban. They're exempt from the korban Tzibur, because it wasn't a korban Tzibur. There wasn't Tzibur sin. They're exempt from a chatas yochid, from the chatas only brought by an individual, because based in Paskin, right? And Basin's based in Paskin. As based in, when they give it Avera, they're doing it based on their own psak as a based in, right? So, I'm the right mayor, and Chachoy Mechaibin, should say Chachoy Mechaibin, Chachoyim dispute that, and they say they're liable to bring their own personal korbanos in that case. So, picking it up back in the one, fourth line from the bottom, only the mayor said, I don't stand. Imacherim, if to others, who, he, meaning the based in, Poter exempts them. Bring a carbon. Lokoshka asked whether they're surely exempt themselves from bringing a carbon. Armaloli said, no. Chachom said to me, Yiftar la'acherim. Basin's psak renders, takes the burden of carbon of other people. Sheshimelitos, because they can hang their responsibility on Basin's peg. Yiftar la'acherim, Basin cannot exempt themselves. Sheshimelitos, they can't hang the responsibility of somebody else, and therefore, if they committed a crime based on their own personal psak, they have to bring a carbon. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rachis Doi says, Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rachis Doi, Taita when we went over there, whole Basin Vosu Hein, Basin Paskin, and they did based on the and they based on their what they did, V'Yadu Ma'oru, and they knew later that they made a mistake. Chayovin, they are liable to bring a carbon. They have to bring a carbon when they found out what they did wrong. To Ma'oru. They made a mistake and they don't remember even what they pasked. Shogum Ahoru, or they made a mistake in what they pasked. Yochiu Chayovin, says, are they liable in that case of bringing a korban? So says the Gemara, I think it should be first line, tying them on her basin for Osu. It should be Vasu Vyodu Hain, because I think it's where Amisro made the mistake. Amisro did the Avera. I think it should be Vyodu Hain, and then Basin realized their mistake. They knew exactly the mistake they made. So I would change it Vasu Vyodu Hain, that the Basin realized the mistake. Ma'oru Vyodu Hain Ma'oru, they knew they made a mistake, then they're liable to make a carbon. Told Ma'or, they don't remember exactly what they passed and how they made a mistake. Show Ma'or there, or they made a mistake in what they passed. Yoch Yuchem and other law. In that case, Tamalom, but no da chatos. That the no, the mistake that they made, Vloishiva the Chodin, not to know they made a mistake, but they have no precisely what they passed and what mistake they made. Says Ma'or, I understand. Man of Shochelev, now it's very cryptic the way it's written here. So look on the bottom, and this goes through Shamashim of Bavli, and it's a little bit clearer and more expansive. The second line, this is Yushami Shabbat Vavli at the bottom. Manav Shachelav Haru Chayavin, Shabbat Su Chayavin. So I don't remember exactly what mistake they made. It's a little bit of a plea to me. How can they not remember the mistake they made? But they don't remember the mistake they made. Big deal. If they passed Kuran by Chayav, they Chayav, they passed Kuran by Shabbat Su Chayav, but they missed the mistake. They don't remember precisely the mistake they made. They Chayav. They passed wrong. That's it. I'm right. I'm reading still at the bottom. Asik Rabbi Lezer, that's true. According to Rabbi Lezer, those they don't have to know what mistake they made. Brown Rabbi Yeshua lo asik. It's not going like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua, in order to bring any chatas, you must know the chait you committed. Can't say, well, what difference does it make? I sinned, right? Zolzayin kapora. Can't say that. You have to know which what sin you committed. So it says more. I'm Rabbi Yosef. He said, Brown Rabbi Yeshua asik. No, he said even works out like Rabbi Yeshua. You know why? So it says more. Oh no, it's the opposite. Sorry. Rabbi Lezo, you have to know exactly what you sinned on. So according to him, we understand why Basin has to know what they sinned on in order to bring a korban. Yeshua, you don't have to know exactly what you sinned on. So that's the question according to Rabbi Yeshua. How come Basin has to know? Lichora, it's not according to Rabbi Yeshua. So he says, no, it works like Rabbi Yeshua. You know why? Bishatohoru v'lo yodu mahoru im avodazora im shar kol mitzvos. We're talking about we don't know whether they made a mistake and they don't know if they possibly rosy avodah zara or anything else. Now, why does that make a difference? Because if it's an avodah zara, then they have to bring a par. They only bring a par. No, I'm sorry. So it was sort of being a par and a sawyer, right?
Wait a second, I think it's wrong, Yenigmar. Imabuzara.
It's a par. I think by Avodazara it's a sawyer. I'm pretty sure it's the opposite. Imabuzara is sawyer. Vimbushar Kombits is a par. I think that that's correct, because we were just talking about Syria Avodah Zarah before. What? We have 6 of the years in front of us, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's correct. I mean,
on the Chumash here somewhere?
I'm pretty sure that's,
pretty sure that's, back the opposite.
Anyway, the bottom line is, whatever it says after the Chumash, is that they made a mistake between two of them. They're not sure which Avera they passed wrong about. And the carbon is the same carbon for both of them. So then it doesn't matter precisely what mistake they made. Bottom line is the carbon is the same. But basically means a different carbon if they made a mistake by Avodah Zarah, if they made a mistake by other mitzvahs. So therefore, if they're not sure whether they made a mistake by Avodah Zarah or some other mitzvah, then you can't say, well, it doesn't matter. Because it does matter, because they have to bring a korban according to the mistake they made. In this case, it's they can't ascertain what mistake they made, and they can't ascertain what korban to bring, so they don't bring any korban whatsoever. What? That's a separate question. That's a practical question. How do they find a mistake? Eliyahu Navi comes down to them and says, "You guys made a mistake." Oh. I'm not telling you what. No, by regular chatas. Yeah, it's regular machlokas. It's also in the Bavli. Anyway, this is where they make a mistake by a regular thing. It's a par, and that's in Vayikra. Vayikra Dalet. It's talking about a mistaken ruling as a result of which the majority of the nation transgressed, an A of which a penalty would have been Kores, right? That's what we're talking about in Vayikra. It's talking about a par. So in Shlach, last week's parsha, where it's talking, there's a separate parsha, and there it's talking about actually 2 weeks ago parsha Shlach. It says V'lem Eidid Anestolishko Go, if they made a mistake, and here it's talking about, as it says here, nor if this unique offering, you are two conditions for the presidential rule, the rosy, the certain act was permitted, and then the act was shown to be a form of idol worship. So this is one of Avodah Zarah, and here it's a par v'sa'ir. So it's both a bull and a goat. So Vayikra, by a regular Avodah, it's only a bull, and by a Avodah Zarah, it's a bull and a goat. So I think the gears has to be changed. Anyway, be that as it may, so it says more, but im avodah zarah should be b'soyer, im sharko, or prepare b'soyer, sharko mitzvahs prepare, so if you prepare b'soyer, shein a korban over potus, it's a different type of korban, therefore they're exempt. Okay, next parak. Hora kohen Mashiach, now the halacha, the next halacha we're dealing with Horios, is if the kohen gadol makes a mistake, commits an avera. Now kohen gadol is a machlokas, we're going to see, whether he brings an avera, brings a korban if he commits a generic avera, you know, for which are normally chayav achatas. There's a special karen point Mashiach though, where he brings a bull, which is if he committed first paskin erroneously and then committed zaveira as a result of his own erroneous psak. Okay, he committed paskin wrong and then he committed zaveira based on his erroneous psak. That's the par koin Mashiach we're about to discuss in this parak. Okay, so hara koin Mashiach paskin atzmo, the paskin for himself. shogeg erroneously and unintentionally. Basa shogeg, then he committed that aver unintentionally. Maybe prior, he brings a bull. Shogeg, he committed that aver shogeg. I mean, the haroi, paskin erroneously, unintentionally, vasa mezi, but then committed that aver intentionally. Or mezi, paskin erroneously, intentionally, vasa shogeg, then did that aver unintentionally. Pater is exempt. Shoraz kre mashiach la'atzmo, karei is based on the tzibor. He has the same status visiting himself as the basin has vis-a-vis the community. Says more nefesh. It says by Kohen Gadol the word nefesh. It says in Kohen Mashiach. It says that he's the anointed Kohen. Yeah. So why we learn from this juxtaposition these two words? My ki are Mashiach ki yachid. The Mashiach is like an individual. Now yachid machab aray is based in Potter. It's like an individual. If he ate based on psaka basis, he's exempt for his own personal korban. Avzeh so to a Kohen Gadol. Imachab aray is based if he ate on the basis of psaka basin, he's Potter is exempt. However, maybe you'll say the nuschas who Shami throws in im, he throws the word im. Ima yachid imacha b'lo aroya chayav. If that's the case, just an individual unintentionally ate forbidden fats without a psaka basis, he's liable to his own personal korban. Avzeh so to Kohen Gadol imacha b'lo aroya chayav. Maybe he ate without any psaka on his own. So therefore, he's liable like a regular individual. Says more no, because he brings because of the guilt of the nation. His guilt is established the same way the guilt of the collective nation is established. Just like the Am is not liable to bring a korban on behalf of the entire congregation, unless there was a psak which preceded that, Avzein El Chayev, so to Kohen Gadol is not Chayev in the Kinhor, unless he actually paskened before he did the Maisa. Isai, those who learned slightly differently, the same idea but differently, Ha'am Basin. Ha'am is not referring to the Tzibor, but rather to the Basin. Ma'am, just like the nation, Horuhem Ba'asu Acherim. If others, if they paskened and others did, Chayev in their libel, Avzein so to Kohen Gadol. Maybe he would say also V Baskin and others did based on his psak, he's liable for a korban. Tam Lomer notes but says Asher Chato, the Kohen Gadol brings only a private korban. Amasha Chato, maybe he only brings responsibility, has responsibility for himself. Amasha Aveno, maybe Amasha Chato Acherim doesn't mean for that which others sinned. Okay, even though he paskin for others, he doesn't bring on that basis. He signed in those who learned Ha'am Tzibur. That Ha'am means the Tzibur, the community. Ma'am Hora Achirim. Broswain, just instead of I'm referring to Basin, Ha'am refers to Tzibur. And Ma'am, just like the nation, Hora Achirim also hate if others paskin and they do the deed, Chayovin. So the Tzibur is Chayov to that vera. Avzeh. So to this guy, the Kohen Mashiach, Horu Acherim, Vasahu, if so other people paskin, and he didn't have a basis without the nation, just on his own. Yechayev, is he liable for that case for a carbon? Tam Lomer, no. That's why it says, Asher Chata, on that which he said. On Asher Chata, maybe, on that which he said, he means a carbon. Eino, maybe, on Asher Chata, Acherim.
In which trees? I'm not sure that's derived, because we're deriving it not just where he did it, but also he paskined it. We're deriving that from Asher Chote, how he sinned. Now, I'm not sure that works.
I guess it just means both. Tamulomar Asher Chote, Amash Chote maybe only brings that which he sinned, meaning that he paskined and he did the deed. And maybe Amash Chote Chaim, he doesn't bring. Based on the sin of others, means Sanhedrin who paskin improperly. In other words, the Kohen Mashiach only brings his own korban if he himself was the one who paskin on it. Now, it says more, Rabbi Yaakov Shneur Lezer said, Vushiyeh Yodea, Leisav Litin Balocha, he's got to know how to learn halacha. Because otherwise, his psak is meaningless. In other words, if he's a Kohen Gadol Amoretz and he paskins, so then, you know, it's not considered to be a psak. So, it's more, it's an obvious, okay, man, what would we say otherwise? V'yei Shreitim Morei, are stupid people paiskim? So the answer nowadays, of course, is yes. But once upon a time, it wasn't like that. We assume somebody paskin, he wasn't a shaita. Okay? They lived in a naive generation. Okay. Mashiach Shachav Arayah is based in Potter. An interesting conclusion here. On Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol ate based on the Pesach base, of course, is Potter, because it's his own Pesach and his own Avera. Horayah is Mashiach Arayah, but there are two Kohen Gadols. Like, you know, there's a retired Kohen Gadol, he's a Kohen Gadol. So then, he's Chayav. He's liable. Interesting, okay? So it's not just his own Pesach, it's any Pesach which are of any Kohen Gadol, even a different Kohen Gadol. Okay? So it says, Horayah is based in Potter, but it based in Paschal's exam, it should be She'ein Horayah, so Eitzel Horayah Sacherim. And even if he himself Paschal after based in Paschal, it's meaningless. Even if he himself Paschal like the Basin, he says, yes, I concur with the Basin. Doesn't matter, his Pesach is nothing. Right? However, Horayah's Mashiach Acher Chayav, because it's a Kohen Gadol, not Basin, but here it throws in V'hu Sharka Yetzibo. He's got to acquiesce to that Kohen Gadol. It's not just enough that Kohen Gadol number one, Paskin, and Kohen Gadol number two did it. But Kohen Gadol number one, Paskin, Kohen Gadol has to say, two has to say, I concur, and then do it himself, and then in fact he's liable for this Par Kohen Mashiach, which is brought under those circumstances, because he Paskin. Even though the Kohen Gadol number one, Paskin, that doesn't supersede his Pesach, it complements his Pesach, and therefore he's liable in that situation for the Par Kohen Mashiach. Okay? Now, Horeh Bifnei Atzmo, if he Paskin on his own cognizance, right, as we're talking about, Bifnei Atzmo did that vary on his own cognizance, Bifnei Atzmo, he's on his own. He has a couple on his own. Horeh Ima Tzibur, now what if he Paskin together with the community, right? Biskapelo ima tzibur, he gets kapar with the tzibur. Obviously, because he's part of that process of basin paskin and the tzibur doing. Shem basin chavin ache. Now, what's the high means? It's pashut, right? But it's interesting that the Moshe put it out. I might have thought that even if he committed that avera with the tzibur on the basis of pesach, he might need his own separate korban. Because by Yom Kippur, we find a kohen gadol needs his own korban to be mechaper for his averas, right? Aaron has his own korban separate from the ams. So therefore, I might say here he can't join. That's as long as he can, right? Now, she'ain basin also. Basin is not chayav achiyorus levata mitzvahs l'kai mitzvahs. They can't cancel time mitzvahs. We had that previously. They have to cancel a little bit and sustain a little bit. V'chein ha-mashiach, the same is true about koin mashiach, and that's going to have interesting ramifications. L'over avazora, and that's even true about avazora. Achiyutsu yoru levata mitzvahs l'kai mitzvahs until they cancel some and sustain some. Hora basin. It basin paskin v'ora achareyem, and he paskin subsequent to basin. The Hechliv, and he switched the Pesach. That's a cool case. There are a couple interpretations here, and I don't like the Mechamon, which I think is the way the Orsa Meach learns it as well. There are four fats in an animal. Okay, the four zones of fat. Based in Paskin, fat zone number one and number two are forbidden. Fat zone number three and number four are permitted. The Kohen Gadol got up and said the exact opposite. He said fat zone number one and number two are permitted. Fat zone number three and number four are forbidden. Okay? So he reversed the Pesach. Okay? So, Hora Kohen Beitzin, Vorach Rehim, V'chliv. Pshita. So it's Pashut that he's exempt from a Korban. Even if he Paskin wrong and acted on his Pesach. In other words, he Paskin that the certain fats are from Motzer, even though they're clearly not. And he acted his own Pesach, so then he's still exempt. Why is that? So says Mara, you know why? Because a very cute reason. Nasis is so called Kiras Aguf. By the time he finished with it, he uprooted all the prohibition of Chalev and Torah. Because basically it was Matir zones 1 and 2, and he was Matir zones 3 and 4. So it's not Bito Mixas and Q Mixas. So therefore, when he could transgress the Avera, transgressing Avera after having completely nullified the mitzvah of the Torah, there is no Parakoy Mashiach. Just like Parakoy and Gol, to Parabased it, it's only if he was Mekai Mixas and Mevatel Mixas, and he was Mevatel everything, right? But the question is like this, Elohura Hutchil, let's say he Paskin first, Vora based in, and then based in Paskin should be Achara Vichlipu. In other words, the net result is he too, in this case, is okay the entire group. But he was okay, but not only retroactively, after Basin Paskin, it turns out his Pesach was okay for the group. At the time that he made the Pesach, he Paskin was only on half the fats in the world, not on all the fats. So it says more, even in this case. Nevertheless, nasis etzel karkiris gugu. Well, actually, it's more this question. Do we say nasis etzel karkiris gugu to uproot the entire mitzvah? Or miachas shoru tchila? But since, or do we say since he passed it first, v'nivcha horei also, and only his plaque became rejected, only it should be boraya son, boraya, when they paskin, ve'eno nasis etzel karkiris gugu. But so therefore, by him, it's not considered to be uprooting the entire body, because the time he passed, he wasn't uprooting the entire thing. So the Gemara doesn't really resolve this. So it says Gemara, no, actually it does. Right, the next line, sorry. Hora basin varach reim pshita. Oh no, it doesn't resolve it. We just say basin paskin, paskin after them, and the opposite, that's basha, that's akir's koguf. What about, however, acha barayas basin? No, I mean, I read it wrong. Hora basin varach reim pshita.
Pshita acha baraya is based in patur.
Yeah, if you paske, if you ate after base. Yeah, in pshita acha baraya is based in patur. It's partially ate based on raw based in his exempt. Meaning, he might have shalach is exempt. In other words, if he eats that which based in was matir, so then he may commit the same sins as the rest of the congregation, he's atoned for with the congregation's korban, right? If he ate that which he himself was matir, or by the time he did it was oker kol aguf, he approved the entire prohibition of the Torah. You only bring your own personal korban if you only bring the korban under helim dovar if you uprooted part of it and then committed the avera. But not after that time finished, you had uprooted all of it and then committed avera, right? Okay, but that's not that. Now the issue is a new thing. So, acha mishachazu ben beistin is yichayev. Now, this story about, I'm going to learn like the Or Sameach. He says that he paskin with the beistin simultaneously. And the same way as the beistin. He paskin like the beistin. Then beistin reneged. So he, so to speak, left holding the bag. So what about, and then he followed through on his psak. What's the story of? We said before, if he passes with basin and then does it erroneously, so he doesn't bring his own korban. Because Lamai say he slept along the basins. But here, basin was choyzer b'hem by the time he went to commit his avera. So here, do I say he brings his own korban under these circumstances? That's Gemara's question.
Well, he passed independently of the basin. It was together, but it was he on his own.
Yeah, but had basin not reneged, he would have been, his psak would have been. That's what Gemara said in the previous Gemara, that the before the Mishnah. But the question, without the base of Reneg, what the story is. I want to say myself slightly differently. I want to say, same concern, but for base and Paskin, 1 and 2 are Osir, and 3 and 4 are Mutter. He Paskin, 1 and 2 are Mutter, and 3 and 4 are Osir. Then Basin took away its Psak, right? And so what's the story in that case? But the question here is really based on the assumption that it was until now kiras kol aguf, right? Because Basin was matir too, and he was matir too, and net result was four, and was everything was motor. But now the Basin reneged on that. The VA on the basis of his own psak is now at this point no longer considered to be a kiras kol aguf because Basin didn't hear the original psak. And therefore, by definition, he only is matir part, and that's the question. All right, in any event, the question is the same one. Says more, Amar Rabbi Yisrael said, V'lo Mastisi, is it not a Mishnah? Or a Bifnei Atzmo, if he passed him by himself, Miskapel or Bifnei Atzmo, he gets told by himself. Neshor or Bifnei Atzmo, or Sa Bifnei Atzmo, so if he did it by himself, I remember the Tzibor, I saw him at Tzibor, Miskapel or Ma Tzibor, then he gets atoned with the Tzibor. So therefore, I'm not saying, but yeah, so that in this case, You know, actually, I should read it in two separate statements. It says, Marav lo mas nisoi, is it not our Mishnah? Harim ne'atzos kab me'atzov, he's mechaper for himself, then if he possibly is always mechaper by himself, mivnei sharif ne'atzos, so I've ne'atzmo. But he didn't do it with him by himself. He paskin initially with the going like your smach. He paskin initially like the basin. So if he's a paskin initially like the basin and followed, it wasn't independent, so therefore you should be exempt. You should be exempt, right? Because even though they reneged, his original psak got kind of sucked up by a basin psak. He didn't have an original psak on his own, and therefore he should not be considered to be following his own psak. Now, the flip side of that says, the Orsimech says, the Mara ends with a catch 22. Because Mara says, yeah, that would be the inference from that part of the Mishnah, but look at the inference from the next part of the Mishnah. It says if he passed with the tzibur and did with the tzibur, then he gets some of the tzibur. The shorah say tzibur vasi matzibur, right? So if he did it with the tzibur and the passed with the tzibur and did it with the tzibur, but if there's some element of isolation on his own, so then he requires his own kapara. Here too, it's true. Initially, it was part of basin, but then basin reneged. That should leave him holding the bag. Since the left only in the back, so therefore you should be liable for a korban under these circumstances. So in Maisa, we don't have any specific deal from this Mishnah because either parts are contradictory. We don't have any resolution because it's not explicit here what exactly the situation is in the case of Chazara, which is understandable. Obviously, the Mishnah wasn't talking about Chazara, so if we don't know what the halach is in that case. Okay.
1 second.
We said this right before. They're only liable if they forget something and basin forget something, and then the people do the wrong thing. And it's even true by Avodah Zarah. Elohim Dov Shikas Maisa, he has to forget and then do something wrong. Rabbi Zirah Rabbi Yirma said, Masnisa, our mission is like Rabbi Meir. Now, which Mishnah are you talking about? It should say, Hey Dain, almost all unfortunate change that. Hey Dain, Rabbi Meir, which Mishnah are you talking about? Or Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir, do Omar Chavez based in you. It's Rabbi Meir who says, it's an obligation upon basin, not an individual obligation on the tzibur. Or Rabbi Meir said, what are we talking about? It's Rabbi Meir, which says Rabbi Meir, the following Brysa. Taitam Arnuts over there. Over basin, the basin paskin, Vasu call, and the community did. Mace Echobi basin, one of the members of basin died. We had this earlier this evening. Peturin, they're all exempt from your korban, right? Mace Echobi and Tzibur, if one of the Tzibur died, Chayovin, they're allowed to bring a korban. And it should, which is clearly going, they're clearly saying that, that it's a, Choyva on basin, right? The Choyva on basin. Because if one of the members of the basin dies, then you don't do the korban. One of the members of the tzibur dies, you do the korban. So again, here we should say, like we have earlier this morning, horo base earlier this evening, horo base also ba'atzma. We don't have it. We don't have this here, but we had this this earlier as well. The basin baskins and does the aver themselves. Rameir poita chachomim chayvin. Rameir says they're exempt, and chachomim chayvin. Rameir says they're exempt because they passed it for themselves. Rameir says the judge is individuals. Rameir says, Nachem upoita, if Basin can exempt others, lo koshke and al atzmo, can they not certainly exempt themselves from being a korban? Rameir says, no, potel achem, they exempt others, sheishlem emeli tlos. They exempt others because they can, the others have to rely on basin. Val yiftor l'atzmo, the basin cannot exempt themselves from korban. She'ein lo b'meil dos, they have nothing in which to say they are contingent. Rabbi Yirmi, according to Vizera, Rabbi Yirmi has from Vizera, Mak Rabbi. Now, let's talk about the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said that Avodah Zarah, you need to have helim dover and shigas maisa. So says was going like Rabbi. It should be the Rebbe Omar. The Rebbe said, "Mashiach b'shigos ma'isahu." that Rebbe holds that Mashiach has to be Tafka Shigas Maisi, has to do something wrong. Vein Krabonon.
One second.
Yeah, okay. The end of my mission said, V'lov Avazar Elohim Davar Shigas Maisi, right? The end of my mission said, by Avodah Zarah, we need to have Helim Davar and Shigas Maisi. They made a mistake. And then the Am Yisrael did the wrong thing. Why didn't it say the end of the Mishnah V'chein b'Mashiach? The beginning of the Mishnah says it's talking about a generic sin. It says it's true about Sanhedrin. The same thing is true about Mashiach. Why does it say the end of the Mishnah it's true about the Sanhedrin, also true about Mashiach? So it's more perhaps it's going like Rebbe, because Rebbe is one who holds that a Mashiach, if I have a Zohar, just to make a mistake, it does have to pass it wrong. Which is an interesting thing, because Rebbe distinguishes, he says, by Kol Torah Kula, the Mashiach has to make a mistake of Psak and then do the wrong thing. By Avodah Zarah, he doesn't have to make the mistake of Psak, because this is the wrong thing, and he already gets that he's doing the Korban. Okay? So it says, when the end of Mishnah going like Rebbe, Mark Rebbe, the Rebbe says, Mashiach, Shigos Maisa, that Mashiach by Avodah Zarah only requires Shigos Maisa, V'en Krabonon, and now the Krabon required Behelim Dovaru, required even by Avodah Zarah that the Mashiach should do something, it should paskin incorrectly. It should say here, instead of Amrabuna Rabban Tzchoshlotomar, it says, the Tani, the Shari Dissel says, Tani Mashiach Avodah Zarah, Mashiach in Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Omer Shigos Meister, he says, all you need is a mistake in practice. Rabban Amin Behelim Dovaru says, you also need a mistake in judgment. And so Amrabuna responded, no. It should be Amar. It should be Amar Le, not Malakal. It should be Amar Le. Ma begin to listen to Mashiach. Why? Just because it doesn't say V'chein Mashiach? Okay, makes a big deal in the previous halacha base. It didn't say also V'chein Mashiach. Also in halacha, now it's going to be the same thing. But we know Mashiach B'klal, but Mashiach is also included in the general parameters mentioned there, even though it's not specified that it's parallel. Because here too, Avagav Lotzina Mashiach, even though it says explicitly this is what we're talking about Mashiach as well, Mashiach B'chlau, Mashiach is included, and requires both Helim Dovah Shigas Maisa, even by Vodazor. Halachadav, Enchem El Dovah Shigas Dona Kresh Shigas Lachatos. It's got to be someone which would be liable if he did it intentionally for Koreis, unintentionally Lachatos. V'chein Mashiach, that's true about Vodazor. And it's also true about Avodah Zarah that the various types of Avodah Zarah, the only liable type of Avodah Zarah is she's done a chorus, if you do it intentionally, you get chorus, and if she goes to chayas, do it unintentionally, you get chayas. Mitzvah Zashem. It says, they made him say, hey, Mitzvah Zashem. I would have said, Aflo, Ochlish, Gotsim, Remosim, Machim, includes even people who eat tarfus. Even though tarfus is not a chorus issue, right? Because it just says, Mitzvah Zashem. So it says Nehemar Kamein. It says here Me'ene in Vayikra. But Nehemar Kamein. It says Me'ene in Bamidbar. Ma'ene Shnehemar Kamein. Just like Bamidbar. Dovish Chayim Nazorukah Shigos Chatos. Say which if you do it intentionally, it's Koreis. If you do it unintentionally, it's Chatos. That's Avodah Zarah. Af Me'ene Shnehemar Kamein. So to Me'ene, which is said in Vayikra, even though it's not talking about Avodah Zarah, it's talking about Dovish Chayim Nazorukah. So which you do it intentionally, liable Koreis. But Shigos Chatos do it unintentionally, liable to Chatos. And how do you know? Maybe it's even worse than that. Maybe it's about something even where it's tough because something, let's ratchet up the ante. But it's only you get killed by court, right? So maybe it's only something you get killed by the court that you're liable to a par helim dover or a par koi mashiach. I've managed near my con, Dovishish Bomisa's basted. Some Rabbi Yisrael said a fascinating thing. He said, if you take a look at the Bnei Moshe, brings down the right Girsa. So fascinating they got the Girsa wrong in the Gemara. But the Bnei Moshe, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line down says, Rabbi Yisrael said, 6th line down, in the narrow line, sorry. Rabbi Yisrael Mokum Shiyotis Avodah Zarah L'Lamed Amuchiyam in Krisus. The place where Avodah Zarah came out to teach on the nature of the Chayav Koreis, Lo Yitzamo Elimo El Koreis Bilvad. It's only about Avodah Zarah as a Krisus. Avomiso Mimokum Acher Bos. Rambam is learned elsewhere. It's a fascinating thing. There in Shlach, where it's talking about Avodah Zorah, it's only talking about the Koris nature of Avodah Zorah. The penalty of Misa's basin for Avodah Zorah is elsewhere in the Chumash, in Parshas Kedoshim, or Achrimos, I forget where it is. But that's not part of the Parsha of Shlach. So in fact, we separate that out. The inference we make from Avodah Zorah from Shlach to Vayikra is based also only on the Koris level, because the Misa's basin is learned out from somewhere else in the Torah. So it doesn't directly derive from here, and therefore it's not part of our cheshbon in determining what the minimum barrier for the carbon of basin is. Oh, so we say it's a krisus barrier, not a misus basin barrier.
Haven't we had other laws where if you get the only reason why you can't give this avodah zorah person misus basin is because he didn't get warning, right? That's wrong. So he gets chorus instead. Is that right? We've had other cases.
You're right, but he's turning that around. He's saying not like that. He's saying Koris is the default. If you give Hasra, then you give the guy, then he ratchets it up to Misa's
right.
Basin. You're looking at the bottle as half empty, he's looking at it half full. You understand the difference? It's semantics.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying the default is Koris. That's what I say about Shlach. Elsa Torah says how you can ratchet it up to Misa's Basin.
Misa's
Basin. Right. That's what Reb Yitzchak is saying. Don't look at it that way. You're like the Hamin, Reb Yitzchak is the Maskara. Rebbe says, you know what Rebbe said? He didn't like the Xershav Enim Eni. He says, Oleh, Oleh. There's a different Xershav. Says Oleh twice. Ma'alesh Nem Alah, and Dabash Chaim, and Azdonakoshikos, just like Oleh, which it says in Shlach. It's story about Dabash Chaim, and Azdonakoshikos, Achatos. It's story about the Kores, Afolesh Nem Arkansot, to Oleh, which is said in Vaikra. Dabash Chaim, and Azdonakoshikos, Achatos. Says, what was all the Prince Xershav? Lomul Darsh Rebbe, Menim Eni. Right? Well, what's wrong with the Joshua anyway? Why do you have to make a Joshua of Olel? It's a consequent Joshua. So look on the Nuskas Yerushalmi at the bottom. There's a whole line missing here. The second line. Amar Rebbe Zira said, Im Dorish Rebbe Meine Meine. If Rebbe had Dorish Meine Meine, they would have said, Ma Meine Shnei Malal Mashiach B'Shigas Maise. Right? He would have to say that just like the Ene, which it says later on by Kor Mashiach, is Shigas Maisa only, because remember, Rebbe holds a Shiga by Avodah Zorah, a Kor Mashiach is already liable even without Helim Dover. Even if he just made a mistake in his deed, not just in the, he doesn't require a mistake in his Psak. So I learned Ene, that would have messed him up. He would have had to extrapolate that halacha from Avodah Zorah back to Koy Mashiach in Vayikra, and say Koy Mashiach is always liable already after Shigas Maisim without Elim Dover. He don't want to say that, so that's why he uses Drosha V'Leleh, which somehow, for reasons which I'm too lazy to find out, doesn't actually necessitate going that far, right? So that he would again, mommy. But rather, that's a leo leo. Rabbi Yosef gives a different answer. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said, in either shrebi meene meene, then he would have learned like this, ma dot, shenem al halon, dova sheesh bo misis basin, am ene shenem rakan, dova sheesh bo misis basin. It's a fascinating thing, he says. He says, the word ene relates to whom? What is the word ene teaching telling us about? Ene eda means the Sanhedrin, the eyes of the congregation, right? So if you turn off an ene, so Koris is not a factor by the ene people. They can't give Koris. What do they give? Mrs. Basin. So I would have to, if I learned ene, I would say that only where the penalty is Misa's based in, does based in actually bring the korban if they pass in an error? But if therefore I need to have a different level of drasha which doesn't pertain to Misa's based in, how do I do that? By looking for something which is value neutral, oleh oleh, as opposed to ene ene. It's a fascinating dichotomy. That's what he's saying. I'm asking either shrevi meine ene, my meine shemahal and davishish bo Misa's based in, I've meine shemahal and davishish bo Misa's based in. came lo darsh rebbe meini meini. That's what darsh meini meini. So we can keep it down at level of kares and not ratchet up to misas basin. Says ma, I don't understand. I don't understand. Felaisley seifi the rebbe medrash meini meini. Come on, give me a break. This drush has got to be made meini meini. Even rebbe's got darshin. The locate, if not minonle, how does he know? So hayochid vanosi v'mashiach. How do you know that all these guys that are mechaper to,
excuse me,
that they get kapora together with the yochid by together with the edor by avodah zara? Lo meini meini. Doesn't learn from meini meini. And the lo came in, how does he know arise based in goro? Based in Katan, lo meini meini. How does he know Rabbi Yehuda's drasha earlier in the Masechta that holds that even the base of the Shvatim are liable, right? Or the way the Shvatim so wants to say that Kohen Mashiach is liable, and the nature of the liability. How does he know it's not for meini meini, right? So all these things, without getting to their details, have to learn from meini meini. So how Rabbi not over Rabbi meini? So Rabbi Chaim Kumi Rabbi Moni. And also, this is all part of the question. That they have to paskin to sustain a little bit and cancel a little bit. Or is that not also learned out meini meini? And also the locane, he also, going back to the question which was asked by the previous Amora, minole arise based in katalo meini meini, right? The basic code also learned from meini meini. So it says, it's all asking the same question. Lay sofit the Rebbe midrash meini meini? Isn't he eventually going to make this drasha? So Melissa said, "Mat boy me Rebbe." So what do you want from Rebbe? Rebbe could die through Rebbe follows the line of reasoning. The Rebbe, Omar Rebbe says, "Mashiach b'shigas maisu." Mashiach is only live Mashiach's maisu by avodah zara without having the helim dover. The ink sieve, if it would have said the it should have said the Arsameach changes this Zdarim Shkova to Gzeira Shova. It would have said the Gzeira Shova, the Gzeira Shova of the Ene Ene, it only works, it doesn't work, I say it's Anksiv. The Anksiv Gzeira Shova Liyachid Elibabes and Milvad. He takalans Ene Meide. He has two levels of Gzeira Shavas. He has two Gzeira Shavas. He has Ene Ene to learn that all the things which apply to Basin apply to Basin Gordon, Basin Cotton. You know, to the court, to the Basin of the tribes and the Basin of the Basin of the Sanhedrin of Gordon. And a whole bunch of other procedures, though, that those are all the same. He uses to teach us that a yachid, meaning that a chatas yachid is also dafka in which you're chayav kores. In Vayikra, it doesn't say anything about being chayav kores, being the parameter for which you bring a chatas when you did a bishogi. He learns that from Bamidbar, from Avodah Zarah. That he learns from Alea. Ene, he uses to, and I didn't go into this because I'm lazy, but Ene he uses as the drasha to learn out a bridge concerning matters that have to do with the basin. Of course he learns it out. Ale is the bridge he makes in order to learn out things concerning the yachid. Okay? So he functions on two separate levels. And according to Mashiach, Rebbe actually holds at a certain level has elements of both. Has elements of a based in that sometimes the Mashiach has to actually paskin in order to do wrong, but not in order to do chayav kor, but not by avodah zara. And there's elements also of a yachid that by avodah zara he takin doesn't need to paskin in order to be chayav the unique korban when he does the maisa. So somehow Rebbe learned that all out from the configuration of ene versus ole ole using both gzeirah shavas. How it works, I know you care as much as I do, but somehow it does work. Okay, so it says Zumara also, you know, I shouldn't dare say these things on tape. By the time they get to the tapes of Porios, so we're used to our style already. So it says Zumara also, miyet korbano lemitzvah yichidis, shloikares damo lifnim. the word also, it says the Kohen Mashiach takes the blood of the par, and he brings it into the par for the Skapar of the Sanhedrin, and he brings it into the Beis HaMikdash, right? So he brings it into the Kodesh, right? So it tells us that he only brings from the par helim dover, right? But into the Kodesh. But for the soira of the zora, it's the mitzvah yechidis for the unique mitzvah, meaning the unique avera shaloi kanes damo lifnim. That blood doesn't go into the Kodesh. Okay, that blood stays outside. Okay, I forget, there's some sort of medrash chazal, you know. You have to start with soil avodah zarah. It ruins the entire covenant between Am Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, so they have to start from scratch. So that blood, the Parayelim Dover's blood, can enter the Kodesh. That blood from the soil of avodah zarah, that can't enter the Kodesh. So it says the Gemara, is that like that makes sense like Rabbana. I'm going to read like Shara Teretz Yisrael. Shara Teretz Yisrael says it. That's like Rabbanan. I understand it. Rabbanan army. The Rabbanan say Mashiach is behelim dover. The Kohen Mashiach also is behelim dover. That's why he needed a mute. Because even though that the Mashiach, Kohen Mashiach's korban is also by behelim dover, by, I guess, stop going the Kohen Mashiach's Sorah Bodhisattva. Not going on the not going based in Sarah Vodazor, I don't know what the halacha that is, but on the Kohen Mashiach Sarah Vodazor, that blood doesn't go in. So it says, I understand, like Rabbanan, I understand why I need a mute. Because Rabbanan learned that the korban brought by the Sanhedrin and the korban brought by the Kohen Gadol are identical. They both require Helim Dov and Shugas Maisa. So if you want to tell us that there's a difference in which blood goes where, you need a special mute. But like Rebbe holds a soil of Avodah Zarah brought by a Kohen Mashiach is brought even if there was no Helim Dover. It's brought on the mistake indeed on in and of itself and alone. So if that's the case, Mamaisa, why need a mute? If that's the case by a Kohen Mashiach, his soil of Avodah Zarah is like anybody's regular korban. You don't need, of course you don't bring it to the Kodesh. You never bring the Chattas of a Yochid into a Kodesh. It's only the Chattas of a community. Or perhaps if the Chattas Kohen Mashiach emulated the Chattas of the community, because it was both quite Alan Dov and Shugas Maisa, perhaps that would be the same thing. But if this is the case, according to Rebbe, why need Taka this mute? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna said, Af al the Rebbe should be Nitzucha. Shalot Tamei shouldn't say Holaviv who be Kores. Since it's on a severe aver which requires kores, yikane is damo lifnai lifnim. Therefore, the blood should go into the kodesh. V'uchein tzorech momay meimay. It says, "Say also miyed korbanu lemitzi yechidish loyikane damo lifnim." That this that says tells that no, even though it's a severe aver, I'm not sure why kores makes it so severe. Any aver is on kores, but I guess because in the nature of the kores of avodah zarah is more severe, so I might say the blood goes inside, even though it's only on Shugas Maisa without Elim Dovar. That says, tell us that no, that to Bedafka, since it's a unique, since it's a Tazo Elim Dovar, and the Koi Mashiach Taka brings the power of the Tzor of the Zor without Elim Dovar, so therefore, you don't bring that blood into the Kodesh. So again, according to Abban, I need a mute for sure, because they learn it's parallel to the power of Elim Dovar. You need Shigas Maisa with Elim Dover. So we need a preclusion to preclude him from bringing the blood into the Kodesh. But even according to Rebbe, who says the Korbanos are elementally different, nevertheless, I need a Pasuk to tell me that the part that it doesn't go Lifnai, but Lifnai in the blood, because I might say it's such a severe aver, perhaps the blood goes inside. Kamashmuan, then no, precisely because it is such a severe aver, the blood stays outside and doesn't go into the Kodesh. All right, enough for tonight for sure. We'll stop here, and hopefully tomorrow will be somewhat easier.